الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Most respected brothers and sisters, listeners, we're discussing in regards to the importance of Salah, especially in today's times. And today, we are very, very fortunate in a sense that we can catch up with our Qadha Salah. This is not the time where we catch up with some haram entertainment. From the time we become baligh till now, whatever Salah we have missed out, so now is the time we can catch up, even our nafil, our rozas, our fasting, whatever qadada is, we should try and catch up inshaAllah. So part of the Salah, today inshaAllah we're going to discuss the importance of the tahajjud Salah. In Surah Furqan, Allah Ta'ala mentions 13 signs of the slaves of Allah, Ibad al-Rahman. And one of them, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. That those people who spend the night prostrating and standing before Allah, the Lord, in tahajjud salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very, very particular with regards to the tahajjud salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even as Aisha radiallahu mentioned, do not abandon the salah of the night. For certainly Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will never leave out his tahajjud salah. If he would be ill or weak, then he would perform the tahajjud salah while sitting. So here we can see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very particular with regards to the tahajjud salah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the famous, they were knights and warriors during the day and devout worshippers during the night. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ, the best salah after the farah salah is salatul layl, that is the tahajjud salah. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that salatul layl, tahajjud salah, دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ قَبْلَكُمْ, it was the practice of the pious before you. قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, it is a means of gaining proximity to Allah. وَمُكَفِّرَةٌ لِسَيِّئَاتِ, it is a means of atoning of one's gunas and sins. وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ, and it serves as a barrier from all types of disobedience. So what a beautiful remedy and formula that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us, especially in today's times. Another hadith is mentioned that Salatul Layl Tahajjud is Sharful Mu'min. It is the honor of a believer. Another hadith, وَمَتْرَدَةٌ لِدَّاعِ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ, it is a protection from sicknesses and diseases. Subhanallah. Reading Tahajjud Salah is a means of protection from all sicknesses and diseases. So it is very, very important, inshallah, that we try and read the Tahajjud Salah. And our Shaykh Dawud Barakatuh explains that it is one of the easiest salahs. Shaitan fools us and makes us think that this is one of the most difficult salah, first has to wake up early in the morning, etc. Whereas if a person reads the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, وَمَا كَانَ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْإِشَاء فَهُوَ مِنَ الْلَيْلِ, that whatever is read after the Isha Salah, that is counted as the night Salah, that is tahajjud Salah. In fact, one hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, مَنْ صَلَّى أَرْبَى رَكْعَاتٍ بَعْدَ الْإِشَاء, whoever reads four rak'at after Isha Salah. We just read our Isha Salah now. So we read two sunnat. So we add another two nafil. That will constitute the four rak'at. So what's the reward for it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, such a person will get the reward as if though he made ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. So these four rak'at, subhanallah. The two sunnat we are going to read inshallah after Isha, just add another two rak'at. And in the two rak'ats, a person can make many intentions. For example, Salatul Hajat, Salatul Wudu, Salatul Shukr, Salatul Tawbah. And there, person in the two rak'ats extra will get the reward of as if though he made ibadat and Laylatul Qadr. And this is the Sahih Hadith. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of reading Salatul Layl, Salatul Tahajjud. It is mentioned of Hafiz ibn Hajab, Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi, Lata'if Ma'arif, he mentions that regarding Salatul Layl, it is the best of times for Salah. At that time, the servant is closest to Allah. The doors of the skies are open and du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very Mubarak time as well. Inshallah, we will mention later on regarding what a'mal should we do at the time of tahajjud. For example, du'a, istighfar, recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem. We will explain that inshallah. One hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِذَا أَيْقَذَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّيَا أُصَلَّ رَقَتَيْنِ جَمِيعًا كُتِبَا فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ وَالذَّاكِرَةُ كَمَا قَالْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a man wakes up his wife, in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, may Allah have mercy upon him, that he wakes up his wife in the night after they offer salah, or they perform two rakat salah together. In other words, the husband wakes up the wife, or the wife wakes up the husband, and both of them engage in tahajjud salah. Then they are recorded among those who remember Allah Ta'ala excessively. Zakirin wa zakirat. So these are beautiful hadith. We can make aman on it, inshallah, in today's time, that we create environment, inshallah, in our homes. Haji Bhai Paja Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned that make every home a markaz of da'wat. Make every home a madrasa. Make every home a khanka. And today the time has come where it is possible to do it. For example, he mentioned make it a markaz of da'wat, wherein we mention the greatness of Allah. We talk about the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to our kids. Mention regarding the attributes of Allah. Then a khanka wherein the zikr of Allah is made. Different askars. The best askar is the tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. Let our house become a madrasa where learning and teaching takes place. And very, very important ta'aleem of the kitabs of fadail, fadali amal, fadali sadaqat. And also a kitab like Bayashi Zawar regards to masail. And very, very important, a kitab of sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very aptly, appropriately, we can discuss the sunnahs of the house. For example, the sunnah of istinja, the sunnah of eating, drinking, the sunnahs of going to sleep, the sunnahs of interacting with our family members. So many sunnahs can be mentioned, and we bring it alive, inshallah, so much of sawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah. As I mentioned, firstly, we should try and catch up with our qadha salah in these times that we've got, and take advantage of our nafil salah, especially the tahajjud salah. And great, great merit has been mentioned with regards to the tahajjud salah. It is a time of acceptance of du'as. It is a time we make istighfar. It is a time we recite the Quran al-Kareem. And as I mentioned also, Mahalji Bhai Paja Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, make every house a khanka, a markaz of da'wat, and a madrasa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.